Welcome to the fifth week of Lent. Again, it's been really a privilege and a joy to accompany you, to journey with you through Lent. And as we draw closer to Holy Week, know of my deep, deep and faithful prayer for you. For this week, I wanted to share with you what's one of my favorite stories of my own sisters. During this week, we're going to be reflecting on the call, not just to mission, but the call really to be mission. Our hearts and our lives were made for the purpose of being given away. And it's a paradox because that process of being given away always includes sacrificial love, or it's not an authentic gift. Because I would say that sacrifice is the only form that love comes in. I'm going to share with you the story of Blessed Mary Stella and her 10 companions. They are Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth and the Martyrs of Novogrudek. Novogrudek is modern-day Belarus, but in 1943, it was considered to be a part of Poland. And 12 Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth live there. They had been asked to come there by the bishop to serve in the parish and to serve the people in the town, and they were unwelcomed. And they struggled at first, and the struggles were so significant that they thought about leaving. And they wrote our Mother General and they shared with her their struggles and their desire to leave. And she responded to them and said, "You will not abandon your post." She told them, "You are not permitted to leave Christ the King Convent, and he will certainly be victorious." As she concluded her message to them, she said, "Something great will happen there." In July of 1943, Novogrudek was occupied by German soldiers. They were looking for the priest because they wanted to ensure that people would not receive the sacraments. And so when they couldn't find the priest, they took hostage all men in the town. Mothers, daughters began to approach the sisters and ask for their prayers. They needed their fathers, they needed their sons, because this was a huge part of them being able to survive. As in the case in the town, the fathers were the ones who provided for the families. And so the sisters went to chapel to pray, and spontaneously, the superior of the home, Mary Stella, she prayed that if sacrifice of life was needed, that it be the sisters. And so she invited the sisters to join her in that prayer, and one by one, they joined her in that prayer and prayed the same prayer, that if sacrifice of life is needed, that it be the sisters, and that these men be returned to their homes. At the same time, the sisters were also taking care of the priest because they did want the people of the town to continue to have the sacraments. Late in the evening before August 1st, the sisters were taken and kept overnight by German soldiers. And on the morning of August 1st, they were taken to the woods and 11 of them were executed and only one survived, Sister Małgorzata Banaś, who is now Venerable Sister Małgorzata Banaś. Sister Małgorzata continued to take care of the priest to ensure that the people in the town would be able to have the sacraments. She found the 11 sisters in the woods and eventually had them properly buried. But the miracle that occurred, all of the men who had been taken hostage were released unharmed. And when the sisters were beatified, some of the grandchildren of those men were present at their beatification. And so they are the 11 martyred sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth. They sacrificed their comfort to be in a town where they were not wanted or admired. At one point, they sacrificed their habits when Russians were occupying Novogrudek, and they also sacrificed their common life. They were forced to leave their convent and live in the homes of parishioners. And ultimately, all those small sacrifices amounted to the greatest sacrifice, the giving away of their own lives for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of families. As you pray through these reflections, my hope is that you will consider how you are called to authentically live love, which will always include sacrifice. God bless.